The epistle for the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. Brethren, to me the least of all the saints is given this grace to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all men that they may see what is the dispensation of the mystery which hath been hidden from eternity in God, who created all things. That the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all understanding, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. At that time, the Jews, because it was the Parish Eve, that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that was a great Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came, and they broke the legs of the first, and of the other that was crucified with him. But after they were come to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it hath given testimony, and his testimony is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that you also may believe. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled: you shall not break a bone of him. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Grant, we beseech thee, that as we offer our devotion, we may also make worthy reparation. And these words are taken from the Collect of the Mass of the Sacred Heart, which Mass we say this evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, I'm sure that many of you have heard of the great St. Francis Xavier. St. Francis Xavier was a great missionary of the 1500s. And he was a missionary who traveled all over the world with the goal to convert souls to Christ. Now, during one of his voyages to India, there was a fellow passenger who was an officer on the ship that he was on. This passenger was an officer in the service of the government. And this officer hated the Catholic faith. Every time St. Francis was near, he constantly laughed at and mocked St. Francis because of his Catholic faith. He would curse and use foul language whenever the saint was around, just as he sneered at and blasphemed any attempts that St. Francis made to convert his soul. Now, one day when the ship drew close to land and dropped anchor, St. Francis invited the officer to walk with him ashore. And the officer at first shrugged his shoulders, but then decided to go with St. Francis. And the two were walking in a palm grove, and they were walking down a path. And as they were walking, Francis suddenly stepped aside from the path. He stopped and stepped aside from the path. And startled, his companion watched as the priest pulled out some scourges. And Francis, falling to his knees, undid his cassock and his vest, and he started scourging himself, scourging his bare back. And St. Francis scourged himself with so much vigor that his back actually began to bleed. He actually tore his skin. And the officer, of course, seeing this, was amazed to see Francis inflicting this pain upon himself. And he exclaimed, "Father Francis, what are you doing? You must stop this." But Francis just paused. He turned with a friendly and sympathetic smile. And he said, "I will not stop." He said, "I will not stop until God grants me the grace of your change of heart. I will not stop until your conversion to the life of grace which you have abandoned." And the officer was moved beyond comparison. That was enough. That did it. Just by what the priest was doing right there for the officer, for the man's sins, the man converted right there on the spot. My dear faithful, this evening's Mass is the Mass of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so today I would like to talk to you and speak to you about devotion to the Sacred Heart. Because this devotion is of utmost importance today. Now, when we hear of devotion to the heart of Christ, we may wonder to ourselves, well, what exactly is devotion to the Sacred Heart? What does devotion to the Sacred Heart consist in? What are we supposed to do? And St. John Eudes says that devotion to the Sacred Heart is this. He says, devotion to the Sacred Heart consists in loving Jesus Christ, whom we always have with us in the Blessed Sacrament, and then showing this love by our acts of reparation. Acts of reparation for the contempt and sins committed by men, and for the want of love on the part of men. See, thus, because of our love for Christ, there is an ardent desire which presses us, which moves and drives us to leave nothing undone to make reparation to our Lord for the outrages and sins committed by men. And so this reparation is actually the essence or the end of devotion to the Sacred Heart. And reparation is what the Sacred Heart asked for. When our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary in June 1675, which was during the octave of Corpus Christi, he showed her his heart. He showed her his heart and he said, "Behold this heart, which has loved men that it spared nothing, going so far as to exhaust and consume itself in order to testify its love for them." In so many words, our Lord was saying, "Here is my heart. Here is my heart surrounded by thorns and wounded. Look at everything that I have suffered for you. Look at how much I have suffered to prove my love for souls so that men would not go to hell." And then the Sacred Heart complained. He said, "And in return I receive from the greater number of men nothing but ingratitude. I receive nothing but coldness and contempt." And our Savior made it clear to St. Margaret Mary that not only great sinners offend me, but even Catholics, and sadly even those closest to my heart, have grown cold and forgetful of me. They have forgotten me. They have grown cold in charity. And men have become very selfish. They care more about themselves than for me. And so our Savior said to St. Margaret Mary, as he says to us, he says, do you at least give me the happiness? Do you at least give me the happiness of making up for their ingratitude as much as you can? It was then that our Lord asked for that the Friday after the octave of Corpus Christi be made a special feast of reparation to his most sacred heart. And he asked that there be holy communions of reparation and that these be made on the first Fridays of the month. And he asked for holy hours, especially on Thursday night, and for acts of reparation. It's interesting that devotion to the heart of Christ is called the devotion for the latter days. It's the devotion of the latter days for the time when the hearts of men will have grown cold toward God. And this is very true of today. My dear faithful, I think you will agree with me that we live in an age full of ingratitude. We live in an age full of self-centeredness. See, ingratitude stems from selfishness. And selfishness leads to coldness of heart. And never before have men been so selfish as it seems they are today. Generally speaking, people seem to be rather almost obsessed with themselves. And we live in a world that fosters this. The world tells us, do what you want to do. Look out for your own self. How often the world encourages this selfishness, this concern with my comforts, my rights, what will please and make me happy. And because of this selfishness, people have forgotten about God, and they have forgotten about his love for them. So much so that if God's law does not suit them, or if God's law is inconvenient for them, they often abandon him. They reject him. And some hate his law so much that they hate God. And this is one reason why, my dear faithful, immorality and sins of impurity are rampant today. Because of selfishness. And sometimes, my dear faithful, sometimes we need to check ourselves. Because sometimes we could fall into this inordinate concern about ourselves. Or we could be tempted to this attitude. Sometimes we are more concerned about ourselves than we are for others. Remember, this selfishness leads to a coldness of heart, a coldness or a lack of care, concern towards God, a coldness and lack of charity towards our neighbor. Sometimes we forget that God forgot about himself, that he suffered the pains and agonies of the passion because he was thinking about us. He was so focused on us that he forgot about everything that he was suffering. He neglected his own needs, his own comforts and his own rights because he cared so much about his creatures. Even though they offend him. And so, my dear faithful, we must make reparation for this selfishness. And there are so few today who will do this. So few who will listen to our Lord's plea and repair the damage done by sin. And so let us follow the example of St. Francis Xavier. St. Francis Xavier, who completely forgot about himself. He forgot about himself and his own pain because he was so on fire with the love of God and the love of souls. So on fire with the love of God that he was willing to tear up his own skin, to sacrifice his own body, to make up for the man's blasphemies. Now, what St. Francis Xavier did was, of course, certainly done under an extraordinary inspiration from God. And we, my dear faithful, we are not called to scourge ourselves. Our Lord does not want this of us. But we can imitate the spirit and ardent zeal of St. Francis. And we could do this by, there's something we can all do that will be most pleasing to the heart of Christ. More pleasing to the heart of Christ than if we actually physically scourged ourselves. We can make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus by freely giving up our will to that of another. So what I mean is scourging our own will, so to speak, forgetting about ourselves and our own comforts to yield to another. Making reparation for selfishness and the ingratitude of men by our acts of selflessness. And so for those who are married, this means sacrificing your own opinion and desires for that of your spouse. Becoming agreeable one towards another, sacrificing your own will so that the charity of Christ reigns in the home. For those that are single, this means not constantly thinking about themselves or looking out for their own good, but seeing and asking themselves, what can I do for another? And for children, of course, this means obedience to your parents and your teachers. Even when it's hard, or when you don't want to do what you're told to do, think of how much you will comfort the Sacred Heart if you do what your parents and teachers tell you to do cheerfully. And for us, my dear sisters and priests and religious, for us who are religious, we especially who are religious of the Sacred Heart, this means an unselfish obedience to those in charge of us. Proving our love for Christ by being selfless and obeying our rule as best as we can. Becoming malleable to the wishes of our superiors who are striving to make us saints. In other words, completely forgetting about our wants and our own desires, and rather imitating Christ, who was obedient, even to the death of the cross. So, my dear faithful and friends, let us imitate St. Francis and the other saints by our selflessness. Let us, as Father Mateo says, let us form a rivalry with Christ, striving to outdo his proofs of love by our own obedience. This is how we practice and live the devotion of the Sacred Heart in our homes. And this is how the Sacred Heart reigns in our homes, by forgetting about ourselves and by focusing our attention on Christ and our charity on others. My dear faithful, when this becomes hard, and it will, because we can so easily fall into self-centeredness and become absorbed with the little pleasures of life, Let us place our own heart in the heart of Christ and turn to Christ for help. And so, my dear faithful, let us, in reparation for the selfishness which causes sin, let us become selfless, not worried about our own pains and our wants, but so focused on the heart of Christ that were we to look at our own heart, we would not see our own heart, but we're so focused on Christ, we see the Sacred Heart instead. Christ appeals to us to forget about ourselves and to remember all that he has done and continues to do for us in the Blessed Sacrament. And so let us pray, just as the Church prays in the Collect of the Mass, for this wonderful feast of the Sacred Heart. Let us pray, Lord, grant, we beseech thee, that as we offer our devotion to the Sacred Heart, we may also make worthy reparation. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.